Hi, thank you for calling Customer Care. My name is Cindy, and how can I help you?
Yeah, I got a complaint to make today. And who am I? What is the name of this company?
Well, you reach customer service for over 400 products that are ordered online. And how can I help you?
I think I got scammed out of some money from this company, from these people, Vital Lifestyle Trend. And this
okay.
is the number that was given. For I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I said it came up on my credit card as Vital Lifestyle Trend, and this is the number that was given, because I want to dispute the fact that I didn't sign up for that. It was advertised as something else, and the money that was supposed to have been taken off my credit card is nowhere near what the credit card was charged.
Okay, I can check and see if we have you in the system. One moment, if you don't mind.
Are you?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, are you checking and see if I'm in the system? You don't even know who you're speaking with.
I'm not done, sir.
Okay.
Oh, goodness. One moment, please. Yeah. Be right with you. One moment.
Sure.
And verify for me, please, your first and last name.
Verify.
What's your first and last name, sir?
My name is Maurice Hackney.
Maurice, M-A-U-R-I-C-E?
Correct.
Spell the last name, please.
H-A-C-K-N-E-Y.
Thank you. One moment. I was able to locate an account. If you could verify your address.
2236 Johnson Street, South Bend, Indiana, 46628.
Thank you. One moment. Okay, thank you. I do have the correct account pulled up. And it looks like you entered in a survey or completed a contest. And it also subscribed you to a meal plan app, which provides you with nutritional recipes and workout videos and things like that. Do you recall doing that?
No. I did the survey. It said $2 to ship the thing that I was supposed to won. It said I won a Makita cordless drill, and
okay.
I needed the $2 to ship it. And then that's when I gave them a credit card because they needed a method of payment. I didn't sign up or agree to anything else.
Okay. Now, did you read over the disclosure of the terms and conditions?
I read the complete thing, yes.
Okay. The disclosure of the terms and conditions, it also explains that you're signing up for a meal plan app.
No, didn't tell me that. I wouldn't have never signed for it because I don't need that. I just needed the drill.
I understand. It might have just been...
I wouldn't have never signed up for anything that was going to take $49 out of my credit card. I didn't do that.
I see.
So,
it might have just been an oversight. I can reduce the cost by $20 if you wanted to stay in the program.
I'm not in the program because that's not going to be coming out. No, you can't. I want to completely.
I just asked you a question, sir.
Yeah.
Hold the line for one moment if you don't mind. Thank you.
Yeah, but take me out of the system where you, I don't want no reoccurring charges.
I can provide you with your cancellation number. Just let me know when you're ready.
That's what I figured. Okay, give me that.
Your cancellation number is going to be C9205-57232.
So the 9205.
9205 and then 57232.
And I think I would sign up for something that's going to be $49.
Oh, sir, I don't know. We just provide you with the product, sir. I don't know.
No, this is scam people for that.
It's not a scam, sir. I'm sorry you feel that way. Well, thank you for calling customer care, and you have a great day.
But excuse me again, though. I still need to know what's the name of the company I'm talking to.
You've reached customer service for, again, over 400 products that are ordered online. You completed a survey, and we just provide the service.
I gave you all my information, and you got my information, and you can't give me that information? You tell me
yes,
it's not a...
it is Feast Treat.
What did it say that? Spell it.
Feast, F-E-A-S-T, Treat, T-R-E-A-T.
Feast Treat.
Correct.
And you guys got me down for reoccurring.
Well, we had you down. Your account's canceled now.
And who am I speaking with?
My name is Cindy.
So you send this, so it's all canceled out, and you're taking $20 off of it?
No, it was $20 taken off if you wanted to stay in the program.
Oh no. No, I want you to put back the $49.
Okay, well, the charge is valid, sir. What I can do as a courtesy, the system will allow a 35% credit. I can override that and credit 50% back to the account. I could do that for you.
Yes, whatever is necessary, because I didn't, out of all honesty, and I'm not just trying to blow no smoke, but I didn't sign up for that. I don't need that. I just thought the drill was a good deal to complete the survey.
And no problem, sir.
I read the disclaimer because I checked it off at the end, and it didn't mention nothing about signing up for any other program.
And it might have just been an oversight again, but I did refund the account 50%. That credit you want to allow 3 to 5 business days for processing. It will go back on the MasterCard that ends in 2494.
And it's canceled.
Yes, your account's canceled, sir.
All right, I'll still be doing some talking to a lawyer. But thank you for your time.
Well, now if you're going to do that, I won't be able to refund the account, sir.
I was just talking to my buddy sitting over here about that card that just ran into me. So
a car that ran into you?
Yeah, we're sitting there looking out the window, and he just asked me a question about that car hitting my card. I told him I'll see my lawyer about that. I'm not talking to you. I'm sorry that you heard that.
All right, sir. Well, thank you for calling customer care.
Thank you very much.
No problem. Have a great day.
Sure. Bye.